证明我们继续起风的时候。
In Jesus' name, we continue on this topic when the wind rises.
啊，神叫我们要看。
The Lord asked us to see.
特别是叫我们看他的愤怒。
Most importantly, to look at His wrath.
而且他神说他的愤怒的暴风已经发出了。
And that His the storm from His wrath is here.
我们提出三个原因，为什么我们没有感觉？
And we discuss on three points on why we do not feel the storm.
其中一个原因是因为神说暂停了，把愤怒的暴风暂停。
And among the reasons was because God put a temporal pause to it.
所以我们现在感受到很平安，都是恩典，都是祝福。
Therefore, we feel that we are in peace and that we are in times of blessing.
我们现在正在这神暂停的时段里，愤怒暂停的时段里，现在正是这个时段。
So we're now in this time where God put a temporal pause to the storm.
那我想跟大家分享一下启示录的其中一个时间点时段一个时间。
I'd like to share on this period of time in the book of Revelation.
它的时间是说给我们一时一个时段。
So it is given us a period of time.
突然间又说给我们超过一个时段，更多的时段。
And then we were given even more time.
在更多的时段的时候呢，突然间把时段给砍掉，割掉。
And then, in the midst of giving us more time, God suddenly cut short the time.
怎么会这样子呢
？And why is that so?
我们看启示录的第十二章
，Revelation chapter 12.
我们来读十四节
，verse 14.
十二章十四节
，Revelation chapter 12, verse 14.
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野。到自己的地方躲避那蛇，他在哪里被染惑一再二再半再，这里一再二再半再哦，有翻译是一年两年哦，一年二年半年就是三年半呢。
So here it means for a time, times and half a time it is actually three and a half.
那原文其实它不是说一年呐，它是说一个时段一个时间点。更多的时间点，然后突然间半个时间点，原文的意思是这样。
So in the original text, it means a period of time, even more time, and then half a period of time.
那么这个三年半呢？我们中文翻译三年半呢，是启示录常常讲的三年半，三年半。
So this three and a half years is something that is often repeated in the book of Revelation.
那你看第六节。
And if you read verse six.
第六节这里是说1260天被神养活。1260天。
This woman was taken care of for 1,260 days.
其实1260天就是三年半呢。
So 1,260 days is three and a half years.
那为什么会这样分呢？
Why is there such a
它是有它的意思的哈。
So there's a meaning behind this.
那么再来，我们来看这个十三章的第五节。
And if you read chapter 13, verse 5,
我现在在分享起初的时间，它有不同的表达。
Sharing on the time of Revelation as well as its different
expressions. 不同表达就有不同的意思。
And different methods of expression has different meanings.
五节，十三章五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
又赐给他说夸大亵渎话的口，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。这里讲这个撒旦哦，这个兽在毁谤神，在进行魔鬼工作的时候，是用42个月来算的，时间点是用月来算的。
So here, when the devil or the beast was going around, it was given 42 months. So it was in months.
42个月也是三年半呢、啊，有没有
？And 42 months is also 3.5 years.
原来魔鬼哦，他工作是在晚上的时候，是黑夜的时候，所以用月亮算，月亮是管黑夜的，
so、
月亮是。那月亮出现的时候，就是指黑暗的。
So because the devil works at night or in the dark, so it is given time in month.
所以以后你在启示录看到42个月、三年半哦，用月算的时候，那一定是魔鬼工作的时段。
And if you notice in the book of Revelation, when it talks about 42 months, it is when the time that the devil is working.
如果你看到启示录说1260天一直出现的，那么也是三年半。那么这个用日头算的日啊，日就是一天，用日算的就是白天，那就是圣灵在工作，神在工作的时段。
And when it refers to 1260 days, which is in the day, where it is light, it is the working of the Holy Spirit.
那到这个十二章十四节一再二再半再， 这个呢是神在做工，撒旦也在做工，同时做工，他又是这样来分的。
And in chapter 12, verse 14, when he talks about this time, times, and half a time, then it refers to where God and the devil is working.
那我们现在为什么一直感觉到主耶稣还没有来，这么久还没有来？
And why do we feel that the Lord Jesus is taking so long to come?
就是主耶稣在马太福音书25章那边说的十个童女，因为新郎迟延，他迟了。他迟了，就是因为他延迟那个时间。
When we feel that the Lord Jesus is not coming, it is because of what we read in chapter Matthew 25, where the bridegroom was delayed.
我们说一斋，一斋就是一个时段嘛，一个时间嘛。
When we say a time, it is a period of time.
就说耶稣要来了。
That is when Jesus is coming.
所以在使徒教会哈，使徒们的书信都一直强调耶稣在，耶稣要来，快来了。
Therefore, in the apostolic times, it continuously tells us that the Lord Jesus is coming.
当时就讲了，你知道吗？使徒时代就在讲耶稣来了，你知道吗
？So from the apostolic times, they've been talking about the coming of Jesus.
使徒行传到现在2000年了咯。
And 2000 years later,
都还没有来。
He has not.
因为进入到二载又更多的时间，比前面一载更多一倍的时间。
We are in this second period of time where we are given even more time.
本来说只给一个时段，突然间又给更多的时段。
So initially it was only one period of time, but then God gave additional time.
所以直到现在还没有来呢。
And that's why the Lord is not here yet.
因为神给更多的时间。
Because God has given us more time.
比前面一段更多，所以原文是多一段，多比一段时间更多。
So it is a longer period of time compared to the earlier one. Therefore, it is longer.
那就是耶稣说的十个等于说迟延，因为时间加长了。加长他来的时段了，加长了。
In the parable of ten virgins, where the bridegroom was delayed because God extended time.
但我们可以到现在是恩典时代，是救赎时代，时间更多，比以前更多的时候，突然间啪。耶稣把时间砍掉了
because,
更把那个更多的时间突然间啪砍掉了
Therefore we are now in this period of grace But as this time comes Then the Lord Jesus will reduce this time
所以你在说更多时间的时候突然间变成一半了
So when we think that we have even more time Then suddenly this time is reduced
变成一半就是把前面的一时段比一时更少
So it will be
比前面那一时更少
And this time that is, will be cut short It will beUntil it is even shorter than the initial period of time.
简单说，第一段是一时一个时间。
So to put it simply is that the first time is a period of time.
第二段是更多的时段，更多的时间。
And the second is even longer time.
到第三段的时候，突然间变成一半。
But this third period will become half.
这是三段时间中最少的时间。
And it will be the shortest among the three periods.
因为主耶稣把它砍掉。
Because the Lord Jesus reduced the time.
有没有？耶稣有没有讲过说把时间砍掉
？And did Jesus say that he will reduce this time?
在什么时候讲
？And when did he say this?
耶稣在马太福音二十四章讲世界末日的时候。
And in Matthew 24, when God, Jesus was talking about the end times.
他说要把那个日子、那个时间减少。
That he said that he will shorten the time.
因为如果不减少那个时段、那个日子，没有凡有血气的，没有一个可以得救。
Because if the time was not cut short, then no one would survive.
时间拖太久了。
Because the time has been too long.
连那个五个聪明预备油的都打盹了，都睡觉了。
And even the five wise virgins who prepared oil became sleepy and fell asleep.
因为那个时间太长了。
Because this period was too long.
你等一直等都会累嘛，对不对
？And if You continue to wait, you will also be tired.
这是其中一个原因呢、啊。
And this is one of the reasons.
但是重点是时间会被砍掉。你认为很多很多没有问题啊，更多时间、更多恩典、更多祝福的时候，突然间啪，全部砍掉。
And when you
全部这些砍掉。
That everything is good and you have even more time, then suddenly this time will be cut short.
那神暴怒的风就继续了，又更快了。来得更凶猛了。
And then this storm of the wrath of God will continue, and it will be more fierce.
像你听明白传道所讲的吗
？And do you understand what the preacher is trying to
explain? 我在解释，神说他的暴风已经发出，他的怒气已经开始了。为什么我们感觉不到？我一直在解释这个情形。
So this is why we do not experience the wrath of God now.
好，我们回到耶利米书三十章。
Let us return to Jeremiah chapter 30.
耶利米书三十章
Jeremiah chapter 30
我们看23-24节
Verses 23-24
我们进入到第五个重点
We have now entered into the fifth point.
第五个重点，这里说神已经发出的暴风叫做扫灭的暴风。哦，神的暴风已经发出，那么这个暴风是什么？这个暴风是扫灭的暴风。
So this wrath or this wind of God is a driving wind.
你知道什么叫做扫灭的暴风吗？
What does this mean?
你看过龙卷风吗？
Have you seen a whirlwind?
没有，我们没有亲眼看过，我们在媒体上、在电视上都看过，在新闻上都看过吧。
We have seen it on in the social media.
这个龙卷风一来的时候呢，它经过的地方呢，全部扫到干干净净，连屋子都拔起来，整棵树都给它卷起来，它过去了，什么都扫到干干净净。
And when this whirlwind passes through, it will tear up and clear everything that is in its path.
所以这个神的暴风呢，原来是也叫做扫灭的暴风，它的暴风一来，全部扫掉，全部都倒。
So the storm,
没有一个可以站立得住。
The storm of the Lord is likened to a driving wind swirling down.
那第六个重点。
And the sixth point.
第六个重点。这扫灭的暴风会转移的，会转头转方向的，看到吗？
And this driving wind can change direction.
是扫灭的暴风必转到恶人的头上，说明这个暴风来的时候呢，它会转方向的。
And this,
它会转的。
This storm will change direction on the heads of the wicked.
那么谁是恶人？
And who are the wicked?
昨天我们讲到以色列人得救的问题，有没有？
Yesterday we talked about the salvation of the Israelites.
神叫北方那个东方祭团，由北方的那个北祭雄带头进入耶路撒冷去毁灭这个以色列。
Where this the leader of this northern bear from the eastern bloc will lead the destruction of Israel.
在他们在毁灭以色列的时候，神的怒气转向来对付这些东方祭团。
And in the midst of this destruction, this storm of the wrath of God will turn and will be on this eastern bloc.
因为西方集团参与这个战争啊。
Because they participated in this war.
那就造成了哈米基多敦真正的末日征战。
And this will be the final stand of this war of Armageddon.
所以注意，神的愤怒的暴风本来是针对以色列，针对他自己的家、他的孩子、神的儿女，突然间转回来。对付那些恶人。
So initially, the storm or this wrath of God was on His own people, the Israelites, but it will turn towards His enemies.
这个叫做为什么暴风会转方向？它的真正原因。
This is why the main reason why this storm can change direction.
那第七个重点。
The seventh point.
那么神的烈怒哦，二十四节。
Verse 24.
神的烈怒必不转消，就是它不会停止。
The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back, so it will not stop.
他的愤怒这个发出的时候呢，除了中间有停止，过后就不会再停止。
And apart,
他第二次再发出的时候，继续发出的时候就不会再停止。
Once the second time the wrath of God is stirred up, it will not stop.
啊，这也叫做神的烈怒必不转消。所以这个时候没有神的恩典，没有神的怜悯。没有神的忍耐啊，饶恕，这些全部没有。
So once this fierce anger of the Lord is started again, there will be no grace, no mercy, and of the Lord.
因为他的暴怒不转消，他的暴怒不停止，他的暴怒不会再改变。
So
不会说啊怜悯啊慈爱啊忍耐都没有的啦。
And this anger of the Lord will not change and will not stop, and there will be no more mercy and compassion.
那么这种暴怒哈。烈怒不转消，知道什么时候呢
？So when will this anger be until？
那是第八个重点。
The eighth point。
知道他心中神所拟定的他的计划成就成功为止。
Until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart。
那神心中所拟定的计划是什么呢？他要做的功，要成就的功到底是什么呢
？So what is the purpose of？What does God want to accomplish?
神启示保罗把这个奥秘讲解出来。
And God revealed to Paul to reveal this mystery.
神心中要做成的功有两件。
There are two things that God wants to do.
一个神要救外邦人。
Which is to save Gentiles.
知道外邦人的数目满了，他的怒气，他的这个计划，救外邦人的计划就成功了。
Until this number is fulfilled, then his plan would be accomplished.
第二件事就是要救以色列人。
And second is to save Israel.
当以色列民信主接受主耶稣的时候呢，神 这个最后的工作也完成了， 也成功了。
When Israelites accept the Lord as their God, then his purpose.
这两件事，一个是外邦人得救，一个是以色列人得救。这两件事达到了，做到了，神的怒气就停了。
And when the Gentiles are saved as well as the Israelites are saved, then God has accomplished His purpose.
不过这个时候也是世界末日了， this, 地球也爆炸，宇宙星星、月亮全部都没了。
This will also be the end times.
那是进入到永恒去了，另外一个世界了，
and then
另外一个空间了。
Into everlasting life and this different space.
所以说直到他心中所成就的。
Therefore, it says until he fully accomplishes the purpose of his heart.
那是另外的一个天国时段。
It is
天国永恒时间。
It is under the eternal time of heaven.
那第九个重点是什么呢
？And the ninth purpose.
第九个重点就是末后的日子。
The ninth point is the end in the.Endies.
那我们怎样知道现在是末后的日子呢
？And how do we know that we are in the end times？
我们讲到一直说现在是末日时段，现在是末后的日子。那请问你根据什么说末后的日子
？And very often we say that we're in the end times now, but what proof do we have？
我们很喜欢讲的，耶稣马太福音书二十四章，我们根据说民要攻打民，国要攻打国，到处有饥荒、地震啊，主耶稣要来了。我们常常根据这一段。
So we often quote in Matthew 24, where nations will rise against nation, kingdoms against kingdom, and that Jesus would come again.
但是单单根据这一段是不足够的。
But it's not sufficient just to rely on this.
因为有人会反驳你说：“你说地震，早都有地震，你知道有人类历史以来经历多少个地震，知道吗？大地震，很可怕的地震。”
mention talk about major earthquakes in the history, there are many of these.
你自己可以谷歌，从人类有来经历多少地震，死了多少几万几万人这样死掉。
And if you Google this up, from history of mankind about these major earthquakes, you will notice there are a lot.
不是耶稣要来才会有啊，不是呀。
It is not only when Jesus is coming.
你说国要攻打国，民国就是打仗吧。
When you talk about kingdom against kingdom or nations against nations, you're talking about war.
你知道有人类历史来，人类打仗了多少千百次、多少千万次，知道吗
？And how many times have the war have there been wars between during the history of mankind?
你看亚伯拉罕时代那个创世纪那边就五个王跟四个王在打仗，那是大战争呢。
And even from
五个王跟四个王打仗，以为是小的战争呢、啊。
Even from times of Abraham, there was this battle between the five kings against the four kings. This was a great war.
那你只看那些那个进入迦南的时候，那个攻占迦南的时候，那不是一直在打仗吗
？And in the conquest of the land of Canaan, they were also at war all the time.
那就一直到列王记的时候，那个不是一直在打仗吗？王跟王一直在打仗吗
？And until the period of the kings, there was also constant battle between the kings.
你翻圣经都是战争的历史来的。
And if you look through the Bible, it is a constant record of war.
一直到我们现代的经历过人类经历过世界第二次大战。
And until now, we have gone through two world wars.
整个世界都在打仗，进入到第二次。
And there are two times where we had this world war.
还有我们中国人的历史。
And in the history of the Chinese,
我们中国历史是个悲惨的历史，也是打仗的岁月来的。
It is also the Chinese history is also filled with wars.
你看中国历史那个《三国演义》啊，《春秋时代》啊，哪一个不是一直在打仗的
？And if you look at its Chinese history,
一直在打仗。
During the period of the Three Kingdoms, there are also a lot of wars.
啊，谁跟你讲耶稣来才有打仗呀？谁跟你讲
？Who says that only when Jesus comes there will be wars?
所以我说，若只是根据打仗、地震是不够的，是不足够的。
So with this reference of wars and earthquakes,
因为这些常常都在发生，时不时都在发生。
Because it is constantly happening.
那只是说耶稣要来的这段时间是更多了，更频密了，打仗更多，地震灾难。更多，只是更多。
But of course, there'll be more of these when the Lord Jesus is coming.
末后的日子，我们根据什么很确定说现在真的是末后日子
？So how can we be so sure that this is the end times?
有两个圣经根据。
There are two Bible references.
一个就是那个尼布甲尼撒王，他梦到那个大金像的那件事情。
It is first is the dream of Nebuchadnezzar of the golden statue.
那个是世界的历史到世界整个地球的毁灭。
It is the history of the it is a world history of the destruction.
所以从巴比伦开始，那个金头已经没有，巴比伦已经没有了。
And from the golden head of Babylon.
然后一直到第二个帝国起来，是那个肩膀那个银的胸，那个是波斯帝国也没有了。
And the silver chest, which is the kingdom of Persia, which is also gone.
到第三个帝国起来的时候，是赌妇。那个是腰啊，那个是铜的腰，那个是希腊帝国。
And in this, the belly and the thighs of bronze is the Greek Empire.
然后希腊帝国也没有了。
And this Greek Empire has also gone.
进入到罗马帝国。
And then the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国是两只脚嘛
？Which is the pair of legs.
但罗马帝国也是耶稣时代的时段，也是使徒教会的时段。
And this Roman Empire was during the time of the Lord Jesus as well as the apostles.
那罗马帝国也早都没有了。
And this Roman Empire is also gone.
两只脚都没有了，还剩下什么？剩下那个脚趾。现在剩下脚趾。
And now it's just the feet that remains.
就是现在末日咯，只剩下脚趾而已哦。
Or the toes, which is
是半铁半泥的。
Which is of
你说它硬，它又很软；你说它软，它又有些硬，叫做半铁半泥，是混杂的。
So、it is mixed with clay and iron, and it is neither hard nor soft.
然后呢，但以理解释哈，神启示但以理说，有一个石头，非人手所造的，就是神造出的那个石头，啊，那个打在他那个脚趾那边，整个像就碎掉，整个世界就末日，整个地球就爆炸。
And then in David's vision, Daniel's vision, there was this stone that was made by God, and it destroyed everything.
所以是根据这个圣经的预言，这个启示的梦，现在到脚趾了。所以根据现在是末世了，没有再没有了，再下去就没有了。
So through this, we can see that we are now at the feet of clay mixed with iron, and that is the last part, and it's the end times.
所以我们讲圣经，我们要有根据，有实实在在的根据。
And when we talk about the Bible, we need to have proof.
那第二个根据是什么
？And what is the second
point? 就是丹尼里书他解释的七十个七的意象。
And in the book of Daniel, he explained the vision of the 70.
那总之，现在已经最后一个七，最后一个七就是最后一个七年吧。
And in the 77th, this is now the final 7.
用七年可以比较容易理解了，最后一个七年。
And we are now in the final 7 years.
那么最后一个七年又分前三年半跟后三年半。
And in this final seven, we can be divided into the first three
halves. 前三年半是指耶稣降生到钉死十字架，还有使徒教会。
The first 3.5 years is from the birth of Jesus until the apostolic church.
那些都已经过去了，也离开我们也2000年了。
And that has also passed by about 2000 years.
那剩下1917，我们真教会出现是后三年半的事情，真教会出现。
And from the establishment of the true church in 1917, this is the second half of the 3.5 years.
一直到主耶稣再来。
Until Jesus comes
again. 所以根据七十个七的预言跟意象哦，现在是最后三年半，最后了，没有了。
And in this prophecy or the vision of the 77th, this is the last 3.5 years.
真教会出现到现在。在耶稣再临前，预言说要建立一个属灵真教会、属灵的国度，
and,
那就已经到现在已经100多年了。
And this vision or this revelation of the spiritual kingdom and the church has been established for about 100 years.
我正在解释第九个重点，什么叫做末后的日子？我在解释什么叫做末后的日子。
So I am explaining on this point number 9, which is what are the end times.
那我们看第十个重点。
Let us look at the 10th point.
第十个重点说，末后的日子你们要明白。第十个重点就是神叫我们要明白。
So the 10th point is that we have to understand.
这个也是传道为什么要讲解这个预备迎接神的主题。
And that is why we have this theme of to prepare to meet our God.
还有为什么我在讲解启示录。
And why I am also speaking about Revelation.
这些事情，这些道理都是神叫我们要明白的。你要叫神的仆人明白，叫神的所有信徒明白。
These are matters that the servants of God and as well as the people of God ought to understand.
那我们听过后，我们到底明白了什么呢
？And after we have heard these words, what do we understand?
谁要明白呢
？And who should understand?
你们就是指神的儿女，每一个信徒都要明白。
You, the children of God, all of us, we need to understand.
不是外邦人要明白哦，神的儿女要明白，知道吗
？Not the non-believers, but the children of God.
因为他们不信神，不拜神，不荣耀神。那所以神做的事情跟他们没有关系
because they do not
他们也不他、哦、神也不让他们知道
because they do not believe in God and they do not worship God so whatever
因为没有关系啊你跟他讲这么多干什么没有关系啊
does not matter to them so it is not related
你跟他讲他也不信啊他也不接受的呀
and if you tell them they do not believe and they will not
所以谁要明白
so who ought to understand
这里神说你们是指神的儿女
here it says you the children of God
跟着要明白什么
So what should we understand?
一要明白神的愤怒。
We must understand the wrath of God.
不是叫你明白神的慈爱，神的慈爱你已经明白了。
Not to just understand the love of God because you have understood that.
你现在末世信徒要明白的就是神的愤怒。
But now we have to understand the wrath of God.
第二
，Second，
要明白神的审判。
We have to also understand the judgment of God.
他会审判谁？谁会被审判？你一定要明白。
Who will he judge? We have to understand that.
第三个
，Third，
你要明白现今是末后的日子，已经到末后了。
We have to understand and know that we are now in the end.
别人不明白，你一定要明白，你绝对要明白。
Others may not understand this, but you must understand.
这个就是第十个重点，什么叫做你们要明白
？This is the tenth point. You must understand.
我们现在这些都是神严厉的警告。也叫我们要看，也叫我们要明白。
These are all the stern warning of God for us to see and to understand.
那现在我们来看起风的时候带来三种的动乱。
And we can see that when the wind rises, there are three disturbances.
来，我们看马太福音书。
Let us read Matthew.
现在正是起风的季节。起风的时候
，This is the time of the storm.
风吹起的时候，许多树叶、许多花朵都会被吹动、吹落、吹飞。
Sorry, when the wind rises, the leaves will fly as well as the flowers will fall.
那起风了，吹起三种的现象。
And when the wind rises, there will be three scenarios.
请看第一种现象。
Let us look at the first situation.
我们看马太福音书二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
我们读六到八节。
Verses 6 to 8.
来，一二三，你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌。为什么？因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民。国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这些都是灾难的起头。好，这风吹起的时候，吹起第一个动乱，叫做灾祸的现象，灾祸的动乱。
So that when the wind rises, the first situation that we see is this, disturbance of disasters.
这种灾祸有两种，叫做天灾，第二个叫做人祸。天灾人祸，天灾就是自然界的，人祸就是人造成的灾害。
There will be a
天灾就是天自然界造成的灾害。
There will be natural disasters as well as man-made disasters.
好像地震就是自然界里面的灾害啊，地震不是人造出来，不是人去做的呀。
So like earthquakes is a natural disaster that is not made by man.
可是人打人哦。人打人，这些人刺人，人伤害人，这是人祸人造出来的呀。
But matters regarding men attacking each other, it is man-made disasters.
所以主耶稣来之前，神愤怒的风吹起的时候，带来的第一种灾祸就是第一种动乱，就是天灾人祸的动乱。
So when this wind rises, the first calamity that will come is natural disasters as well as man-made disasters.
那重点是为什么耶稣说这些灾祸、天灾、人祸是必须有呢？为什么一定必须有呢
？And why did Lord Jesus say that such things must happen?
你们可以解释一下吗
？Can you explain?
不要这些可以吗
？Can we not have these things?
不要这些灾祸不可以。
We cannot,
一定有，必须要有。
We must have these disasters.
两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一
First,
我们的神叫做公义的神，他是公义的。
Our God is a righteous God.
公义就是有罪的，他不能够当作无罪。
So if he's righteous, means that if you there are sin,
那有罪一定要接受审判。
If there is sin, he cannot treat it as no sin, and there must be judgment.
或者接受神的刑罚，或者接受神的管教，那是必须的。
Have to receive the punishment of God.
世界这么多罪恶。
And in this world, it's filled with evil.
每一天都这么多罪恶。
There's so much evil in this world.
而且罪恶越来越多，越来越深，越来越可怕，越来越黑暗。
And this evil and sin is getting more and more terrifying.
人心越来越凶恶。
And the heart of man gets more and more
然后你叫神可以盖一个眼睛吗？说我看不到，我听不到，我假装看不到。你叫神可以这样做吗
？Can God turn a blind eye on these things？
既然有这么多罪恶，那他是在公义里面，他一定要实行审判，一定要施行管教。
And because of this evil and because of his righteousness, he must
所以就有了这么多的天灾跟人祸。
He must carry out judgment, and therefore there is all these natural disasters as well as man-made disasters.
这是因为神公义的要求，公义的问题。
And this is the requirement of the righteous God.
不能够说没有。
We cannot say that there is no disasters.
犯罪要受神审判，一定的。
And if you sin, you will receive the punishment of God.
就是耶稣在伊甸园啊，神在伊甸园所宣布的，吃的日子必定死。你违反神的律法，你达不到真律法的要求那个标准，就要受审判。
And this is what God said in the Garden of Eden, that if you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. So if you cannot meet the standard, you must be punished.
因为那个是公义的律法。
Because this is the righteous law.
那为什么要必须有的第二个原因？
And why? What is the second reason?
因为神是慈爱的。
Because God is love.
啊，这么天这么多灾害，还是叫做神的慈爱？
With so many disasters, and you say that God is love.
是的，这么多天灾人祸，这么多灾难，这么多悲伤，里面隐藏着神的爱。神的怜悯在里面。
Yes, among these disasters, we can still see the love of God and His mercy.
因为如果不用这种天灾人祸，我们人不会到神的面前，人也不会认罪悔改，不会。
And because without these disasters, man would not repent and come before God.
这是真实的。
This is true.
因为人的心很硬，很骄傲。
Because the hearts of men are hard and they are proud.
那个浪子，如果他还是很有钱，很多朋友，很多山珍海味，很多 happy。你说他会悔改吗？你说他会回家吗？绝对不会。
The prodigal son still had his money, has his friends and happiness. Would he still repent?
他什么时候说要回家呢？
So when did he say he wants to go home?
圣经说，当他一无所有。
The Bible records when he has lost everything.
就是他已经进入到灾难里面，进入到痛苦里面，进入到祸患里面了。
And it was recorded when he was in disaster and in difficulties that he came back.
然后他还是他。这种地步他还是不想回的哦，他还是不要回的哦。
Even at this point, he did not want to return.
知道他要吃足的东西，也没有人给他吃的时候，他才醒过来，他才说我要回家。
Until he wanted to eat of the food that was fed to the swine, but no one gave it to him. It was then he realized he wants to go home.
这样的环境，是不是神在爱他？是不是神？用这种灾难让他回家，不然他回不了。
Through these disasters and situation that God allowed him to return home, and that is the love.
他回不了，他就会死在外面。
And if he does not go back, he will die outside.
会死得很惨。
He will die a terrible death.
而且将来受神审判。
And he will be judged by God.
但是神爱他。
But God loved him.
你回家吧。
Come home.
你什么时候才会认罪？
When will you repent?
把一切祝福拿掉，把一切平安拿掉，把你的钱财拿掉。
When all your wealth, your peace,
看你回不回来,
and your blessings are removed, then you may return.
你乖乖回来啊，神啊，我错了，神啊，原谅我，神啊，求你再祝福我，对不对？
Then you will return to God and you ask God to forgive you and to bless you.
为什么要到这个地步你才回家呢？
So why must you come to such a stage before you return?
到这个地步，虽然你回家，可是你也一无所有了，你知道吗？
Because at this point of stage, even though you return, but you have lost
everything. 你的家庭，你的人生会很凄凉，很悲惨。
And your family, your life will be pitiful.
要到这个地步才可以回家的吗？你才会回家的吗？
Do you need to be?
不用的，现在就可以回家了。
You can come home anytime, even now, and you do not need to.
现在回家不是很好吗？不是样样都有吗？
Is it not good? Isn't it good to come back at this time?
所以你要明白这些灾难为什么耶稣说必须有。第一，因为神的公义要求。第二，是因为他的慈爱要救你。
Therefore, these things must happen because of the righteousness of God and also because of His love.
好，这第一个动乱就是天灾人祸的动乱，里面隐藏着神的公义，也隐藏着神的慈爱。
So from here, we can see the righteousness of God as well as the love of God.
好，第二个动乱风起的时候带来第二个动乱是什么
？So the second disturbance from the rising wind
就是带来了社会的动乱。
It is the
社会 society
the disturbance in society.
来，我们看第九节到第十节。
From verses 9 and 10.
一二三，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。十节
verse 10.
那时必有许多人跌倒。也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。十二节
，verse 12，
只是因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡了。这个风起的时候，带来第二种动乱，叫做社会的动乱。
So when this wind rises, it will bring forth social unrest.
第一，人要陷害，人要彼此陷害。
Where men will hate one another,
甚至要互相杀害，特别是杀那些善良的人。
And they want to kill those who are, especially those who are good.
第九节的被迫害 是特别指我们真信主的人，有真善良的人，有真信仰的人，都要被他们恨恶。
And the persecution and the hatred that we face here are those who are those believers.
善良的人，我们要尊敬他，我们要学习他，我们要爱护他，不是吗？因为他善良啊。
And those who are good, we ought to respect them and also.
但是不是的，你越善良越被人家恨，越被人家讨厌，越被人家对付。
But the more good you are, the more you are hated by others.
现在不是这样子吗？
Is it not the case now?
好像好像约瑟他受这么多苦，难道他是作恶吗？难道是他行为很坏吗？刚刚好不是。刚刚好不是。
Like unto Joseph, he went through so much suffering, and was it because he did evil?
因为他太善良了，他太圣洁了，他太敬畏神了，所以一直要对付他。
But because he was too good, he was too holy, and he was persecuted.
连家人都对付他。
And even his family members opposed him.
那是最亲的人也对付他。
And those who are closest to him opposed him.
那不是外邦人哦，是家里人哦。
And these are not Gentiles, but his own family members.
他到外面去的时候。
And when he was outside.
因为他不要得罪，他不要对不起他的主人。
Because he did not want to fall short before his master.
他也不要对不起他的主，他的神。
As well as his God.
因为不要对不起神，因为不要对不起主人，结果他被告到下监牢去。
And because of that, he was sent to prison.
如果他跟他主人的太太发生关系，就没事喽，就不用下监牢喽，嘿不嘿
？And if he followed his master's wife, then he would not be sent to jail.
所以今天呢，看他傻懵啊，你啊，这么傻干什么
？So today he
老板的老婆哦，你得到他。得到他，你什么都有哦。
So、today,
不但只不用下监牢，你什么都有啊，你步步高升啊。
Today he may seem foolish because he did not do so and he ended up in prison.
可是他说什么呢
？But what did he say?
我怎能做这个大恶得罪神
？And how can I do such an evil deed against my God?
我怎么能做这种大恶对不起我的主人
？And how can I do such an evil deed against my master?
因为善良
，because he was good.
因为坚持圣洁
，because he maintained his holiness.
因为心中守神的道理
，because in his heart he kept the
word of God. 下监牢
，he went to prison.
所以第九节说所受的灾害、迫害、痛苦，完全是指那些善良的人、敬畏神的人。
So the persecution in verse 9, the death as well as the hatred is against those who are good.
所以你还敢善良吗？
So do you still want to be good?
你还敢这样认真的来敬畏神吗
？Do you still want to fear the Lord? So
还是学大家虚虚假假咯，虚虚假假，你好我好 ，You help me, I help you 啊。
Or do you want to be
那个我们的前首相讲的，大家虚虚假假，好来好去哦。
Or do you want to just be superficially good to everyone?
你讲到还敢再骂人吗
？And do you
还要再骂人吗
？Do you still dare to rebuke others?
好。这个就是社会的动乱、啊、生活上的动乱。
This is the civil unrest.
人要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，有没有
？Where men will hate one another.
嗯，第十节、啊。
Verse ten.
所以不管是好人坏人，不管是家人还是兄弟，不管是父母还是儿女，彼此在伤害对方，彼此都在伤害。
And、regardless of family relations, they will still hate and betray one another.
你没有看到这种事情呢？孩子怎么样伤害自己的父母亲？父母怎样伤害他的儿女？你没有看到这种事情的吗
？Do we not see these situations now where the children hurt their parents or the parents hurt their children?
那个是最亲的人，是家里的人。
And these are the closest to us.
啊，那如果不是亲人，那伤害更多咯。
And if you don't talk about our family members, those who hurt each other,
所以好人也好，坏人也好，家人也好，外人也好。都互相在伤害、
so、are,
多多少少都在伤害
whether you're good or bad or family members or not there are some level of hatred
这些都是道德的堕落道德堕落
and this is the degeneration of moral values
这种堕落造成社会生活的动乱混乱悲伤痛苦
and this will cause unrest in society as well as sorrows
所以第十二节说不法的事增多前面所讲的这些全部都是不法的事不合乎道理的事。
And verse 12, the increase of wickedness are all the things that was mentioned earlier.
所以这些不法的事不是减少，是越来越多，
so、
是增多。
These matters of wickedness will increase.
我们常常说明天会更好，我们期待明天会更好，但是其实明天更加不好。
Very often we hope and we say that tomorrow will be better, but in fact tomorrow will not be better.
因为不法的事只有增多，它不会减少的。
Because wickedness will only increase.
这个就是主耶稣要再来前的 那段罪恶的社会，罪恶的生活，人心的堕落，道德的堕落。
The fall or the degeneration of moral values as well as mankind before the coming of Jesus.
这个时候就是我们真耶稣教会发光的时候。
And this is a time for the true Jesus Church to shine.
是我们神儿女他存在的价值，活在这个世界黑暗世界的价值。
And this is the value of the children of God living in this dark times.
因为大家都黑暗的时候，你却是一盏灯，你却是一个光。
Because in this dark period, you are this light.
当大家都在彼此恨恶、彼此伤害的时候，我们却在那边彼此包容、彼此接纳。
Because
in 我们却付出我们的爱。
In the times when others are hating one another, we accept and we show our love to others.
人家看到，哎，你不同的哦，真耶稣教会不同的。
And when others see us, they will say that the true Jesus Church people are different.
这个就是我们的价值，真耶稣教的价值，真耶稣教的见证哦。
This is the value and the testimony of the true Jesus Church.
所以你要注意哦，我们在末世的时候，我们更加要荣耀神，让人家认识真神，让人家认识什么叫做真耶稣教会。
And this end times, we have to allow people to know.And to understand that this is the true Jesus Church, and to allow them to know God.
这个是风起的时起风的时候带来的第二个动乱。
This is the second unrest that comes from this rising wind.
我们讲第三个动乱。
The third point.
起风的时候带来灵界的动乱。
And when the wind rises, it will bring forth unrest.
灵界就是指魔鬼撒旦的方面。
In the spiritual realm, and it is of the devil.
看，我们读马太福音书二十四章二十三到二十四节。
Matthew chapter 24 verses 23 and 24.
一、三，那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信。为什么？因为假基督、假先知将要起来显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连显明也被迷惑了。第三个动乱就是灵界的动乱，灵界的现象。
The third disturbance is this disturbance in the spiritual realm.
假基督、假先知都是假的宗教、假的信仰，不是真实的。
The false prophets or just false religions are not true.
这些宗教呢，它也是叫你行善，叫你做好。可是呢，却叫你远离真正的真神，远离天上的真神。
This religion,
你找不到他，你也看不到他，你也没办法敬拜到他。
This religion will also teach you to do good and to do to treat others well, but you cannot find or see the true God.
因为你以为你在信神，你在拜神，你在爱神，其实你拜的那个不是神，你爱的不是那个神。
And you may think that
被骗了，你被迷惑了。
You may think that you are worshiping God and loving God, but you have been deceived that, and you are not actually worshiping the true God.
那个是假的。
That is false.
不是真的。
It is not true.
这个就是灵界的动乱哦。
This is the disturbance in the spiritual realm.
那么他们也有神迹的哦，也有能力、神迹、奇事、异能都有的。
But they too have miracles and power.
也因为这样，大家才会被骗嘛。大家说，你看他们也有神迹，他们也有医治人，你看他们也有爱心，你看他们也这个那个。
And because,
这样才会被骗呢，不然怎么被骗呢？
Because of that, others will also be deceived by their miracles and their works.
耶稣说他们还可以显大神迹啊，叫火从天降下来哦。
And Jesus said that they can perform great signs and even send fire down.
其实叫火从天降下来哦，这是在圣经里面唯一证明谁是真神的神迹。
And the Bible to send fire down from heaven is actually the one true.Way to prove that the God is true.
以利亚就是要怎么样辨明耶和华是神还是巴利是神，就是用这个方法，用这个见证呢、啊，叫火从天降下来。谁的神能够叫火从天降下来，那谁就是真神。他是这样来挑战的哦，
so、
是这样来印证的哦。
Elijah used this challenge against the prophets of Baal to call to send fire down from heaven to prove that the God is true.
所以他们跳啊，用刀割身体呀、啊，喊啊，跳啊，流血啊，伤害自己啊，火也没有降下来，那是假的。
So the prophets of Baal tried to do everything that they can to send fire down, but nothing happened because their God was false.
以利亚只是向天上祷告，向神祷告，火就降下来。哦，是真的，耶和华是真的。
And Elijah just needed to pray to ask the Lord to send fire down to prove that his God is true.
那时候可以这样做，可以这样证明。
In those days, you can do so.
你现在在梦，你千万你不要学以利亚做神啊！天降下来，谁就是真神？你不要这么弄，你知道吗？
But you cannot do this now to liken to Elijah to ask God to send fire down from heaven.
因为邪灵撒旦也能够从叫火从天降下。
Because even the evil spirit can send fire down from heaven.
你不要开玩笑呀！如果能够行，主耶稣说他很多连显明连神的儿女都被迷惑都被骗了。
And the Lord Jesus says that even those elect of the church will be deceived.
已经被骗了，他们真的能够行这种神迹。
And in fact, they have been deceived because they can perform such miracles.
也是从天下来的。
It is also fire from heaven.
就是从上面下来的。
From above.
不是从下面上来的。
It would not come from below.
但是你要注意哦，圣经中的天哦，是你是讲哪一个天，兄弟？都你都在讲天，但是天是哪一个天？天上还有天。
But when you talk about fire from above, there is also the different levels of heaven.
我们头顶上的天，其中有一个空间，那是属于撒旦的，不是神的地方。
And、
撒旦的地方来的。
There's a space above us that is not of God, but is of the devil.
对，传道，圣经有讲咩？天空、天上，其中一个天是他的。
Does the Bible report that there is a space up in heaven that is that belongs to the devil?
以弗所书保罗说，那个空中掌权者，在空中掌权的，原来有一个空天空，有一个空间是属于撒旦的。
And the book of Ephesians, Paul says,
那个空间是属于他的。
There is a space above in heaven, above that is that belongs to the devil.
所以你讲天的时候是哪一个天哦？你要讲好好来哦，讲好好来。
When you talk about the space above, you have to mention and talk about it properly.
因为天上还有天。
Because there is a heaven above the heaven.
你讲的是哪一层天
？So which level are you talking about?
这是灵界现象，灵界的动乱。
And this is the disturbance in the spiritual realm.
所以造成越信神越敬拜不到天上的神。
So the more you believe in God, the more difficult it is to worship the true God.
这是现在的现象。现在我们很紧张，很难过的事。
And this is the situation today, and it's something that causes us much sorrow.
那这些人都对他们的神很热心的，很虔诚的。
And these
people 不是乱乱来的，都很虔诚。
Are also very zealous towards their God.
也是奉献的，也是爱他们的神。
They also offer and they love their God.
但这样的情形远离真神更远，更远更远。
But this situation brings them further away from the true God.
这个就是灵界现象，灵界的动乱，灵界的迷惑。
This is the deception in the spiritual realm.
起风的时候
，when the wind rises，
就带来这三种现动乱。
It brings forth these three disturbances.
起风的时候
，when the wind rises，
那就是神愤怒的风已经发出了。
The wrath of God has started.
Murder.